This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
It is so good to see Attorney James Benedict, and you can see him too as we are streaming this program, as we do all of our weekend programming now at KDKRadio.com. Click on KDK Watch. He is in the Metropolitan Window video screen right now. And here is what this show is all about. It's elder law, wills, power of attorney, estate planning. You know, it's that money, that gift you want to keep on giving, and things that you need to do so when you get to that point in your life, you'll have everything where it needs to be. So how do you get a question into him and get that free legal advice answered right now? You call a free toll-free number, 866-391-1020. So wills, power of attorney, estate planning, anything that you would consider elder law, now is your opportunity to phone in and get all that advice. Call early so we don't get close to the end of the show and I have to leave you on hold because we run out of time. So pick up the phone now and give us a call. You can reach them at their offices, and they've got many, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, and in Florida, places like Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. One number works, so all you need to do is make the call, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. As I like to say, we do a little opening conversation that gives you a chance to get your thought process going. You phone in, join us here, get your advice, and then if you need a follow-up, you simply call the office. So our number to get a hold of Attorney Benedict right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And their office number is 724-942-6200. It's never too early or too late to plan, but early is always better. Is that not correct, sir?
Oh, that's absolutely right. It's good to see you, Rob.
You too.
It's been a little while.
It has been.
I like the hat.
Thank you.
Hey, so I mean, to kick this off first, I just wanted to shout out the Elizabeth Ford High School. We finished our musical. I know we talked about this in the past and got me thinking about what we could talk about today. We finished our musical and a lot of my kids are graduating, and something important about graduating is you're turning 18, and your parents are no longer your decision makers. So without some important documents going off to college, it prevents some access to some very, very important records and some financial stuff that if something went awry with your kids, we need to have in place. And that's starting with a power of attorney. So what we've done is we've kind of designed some documents that are specifically designated for kids going off to college or trade school, because there's dangerous trades as well. We want to make sure that everybody's protected from 18 until they pass away.
And, you know, if you're the parent and you want information on your children and you happen to call that dormitory or wherever they may be and you don't get certain things done legally, they can't really answer your questions.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's more of a protection. And as we've moved further, we're starting to see colleges less likely to share that information without the legal documentation in place. So getting a financial power of attorney, and maybe even more importantly, a medical POA, you know, kids, we hope that they all make the right decisions going away to college. But, you know, you were young once too. We all make mistakes. And we want to make sure that people have the ability to access their kids' information in the event of a crisis.
You know, speaking of kids, when you decide what you're going to do or who you're going to leave what to, how close, bottom line, does it have to be to make sure things are executed the right way? You guys really have to put thought process into this because you can't leave anything for chance. So it pretty much is XYZ goes to ABC, correct?
Yeah, and you want to make sure not just that where you want things to go, they go, but more important, the person who's making those decisions, right? So without having a person named in that document who you trust to make those decisions, it can jeopardize even the provisions you put in there. So we've all had conversations on this program about the last will and testament.
Right.
But more importantly, the power of attorney up front to make sure that you have the provisions you need in there to manage finances in the event of a crisis. Super, super important. And the person who's making those decisions might be even more important. You want that person to be someone you trust, someone that's local usually, and someone that has your best interest at heart.
It's funny you should mention that, and this is a fact. I was thinking my follow-up question to you, and you kind of answered it. We talk a lot on this program about wills and power of attorney, and I was going to say, what's more important? What should you get done first? But when you think about it, and I was leaning in before you even said that, power of attorney makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. I would say 90% of the people that I see all mention a last will and testament to me. But if something happens to you while you're living, that last will and testament is no good for you until you pass away. The power of attorneys are the most crucial document to get in place right now, because in the event something happens that makes you incapacitated, you are unable to act and you need someone to act on your behalf. So getting that in place first and foremost is step one. And I tell that to every client that I meet.
You know, it's funny. I have often thought to myself, why do people wait so long? Because they just don't think it'll ever happen to them. And they think if they talk about it, it's doom and gloom. But it's such a relief. And I saw it with Carl helping me. I have such relief now knowing that that stuff is where it needs to be and people that need to know how to find it.
Yeah. And when I give, I speak a lot and we do a lot of speaking engagements. And what I tell everybody, as soon as someone turns the age of 18, they need these documents in place. Unfortunately, people wait until the end and sometimes it's too late. And you don't want to wait until the end because then you got the court involved, you got guardianship involved, and you got a lot more expense on yourself and a lot less control over the process. Pick that stuff while you can make those decisions for yourself before it's too late.
Everything you need to know about this incredible law firm, they're the best at what they do. Go to ZachBrownLaw.com, ZachBrownLaw.com. Listen, I got so many questions for this gentleman, as I always do, but I really want you to take the opportunity that is given to you once a month in the noon hour on Saturdays. They come here to answer your questions. This is a gift, a chance for you to talk about a power of attorney or a will situation, whatever it may be, that gifting thing that always comes up. What can I actually do when it comes to gifting my child? All of this stuff, the five-year look back, we discuss this stuff every single day when they're here. And remember, if you are that caretaker for your mother or father, friend, family member, caretakers especially love this hour because, hey, need-to-know basis, there are certain things you need to know. Instead of having another sleepless night worrying about it, give us a call now. All of our lines are open. We'll get that question answered for you in real time, and then you'll know exactly what to do. And if you need a law firm to help you, then you follow up. You can even do it on a Saturday. Leave your information, first and last name, and a working number. They can reach you during business hours during the week, and they will get back to you. Their number is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. They have got offices in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. And I got to remind you, for this show right now, to get those questions answered, I can't say it enough, don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. 866-391-1020. All aspects of elder law, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, and more, open for business, 866-391-1020. Should you have somebody, meaning a backup on your power of attorney?
Oh, absolutely. Successors are important. You know, It's just like anything. We're planning these documents in the event that something catastrophic happens. We obviously hope that that doesn't, but you never know. So you want to make sure you have a primary agent who you trust, and then a successor agent. And we've started even doing tertiary, so thirds. And you just want to make sure that those people can act if they have to.
And the thing that people, for some reason, they think will, older, last will and testament, power of attorney, and I'm glad that we talked about that in the opening segment, I believe is the first step that you should take. And as he said, 18 and over, you need a power of attorney. This isn't something you want to wait till you're 25 or 30. This is something, if you haven't had it done, you need to be calling Zachariah Brown to get it done.
Yes, and I can't stress enough, people don't realize that they don't have control of their children's stuff when they turn 18. And it's a rude awakening when they go to college and something happens. We just want to make sure that extra layer of protection is there before these kids go off to experience what's many people's most exciting part of their life, but also a dangerous part of life at times. So we just want to make sure we get those documents in place for everybody. And it's a little bit more basic than the more intense elder law documents that we do, but you want the general package so that if something happens, you're covered.
All right, so we're going to pick up on this on the other side of the break with Attorney James Benedict, and hopefully you'll call in with some of your questions as well, too. But what happens if somebody dies suddenly and they can't find all the papers that are necessary to find? Where do they go to find out what's online, where they can pick it up, information they need? I mean, I have heard people can't find wills, they can't find mortgage documents, they can't even find license information, life insurance information. Basically, someone dies and all of a sudden, the lights are off and no one's at home, sadly, and there's no way to get all of this information. Even that code to unlock someone's smartphone will kind of go through things step by step to let you know you have to take care of this stuff, and that person or group of people that are going to be there in your time of need or when sadly you pass away, they know exactly where everything is in that moment of bereavement. They've got enough to deal with. They've got to have that easy transition, and that's why we do this show once a month, and this is the information that they give people and help people with every day at Zachariah Brown. ZachBrownLaw.com for more information. You can reach us right now with any question when it comes to elder law. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and if you're the caregiver, this is a major opportunity for you to phone in. And don't forget McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. And if you want to call today and leave your information and a working number, they can reach you during business hours throughout the week. They will get back to you in just a couple of days. But if you have a question now for Attorney James Benedict, Zachariah Brown, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Your calls are coming up next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Attorney James Benedict, again, our number for elder law questions, wills, power of attorney, estate planning. If you're that caregiver, this is your chance not to have those sleepless nights. We can help you, 866-391-1020. So what should you do when it comes to gathering that information? And what should you do to make sure it's in a place? And how do you tell others, even though you might not want to have that heart-to-heart, this is for X, Y, and Z. I've done it with my kids. I've done it with their mother. Everybody knows where everything is, and I can't thank Zachariah Brown enough for everything Carl has done for me. So let's talk about organizing and making sure safety deposit box or in a desk drawer under lock and key or somewhere at home, it's got to be where people can get it. What are some of the things, the checklist that they should have done?
Listen, when you come in, the first thing we do is we do a full, robust review of your finances. That's step one. So you're going to have a very, very involved questionnaire. That's a great time to get those financial documents out, take a look at them, refresh everything, see what the beneficiaries say on your accounts, see if what accounts you have as joint owner. We just want to see what is there, first and foremost. Second, then you're going to name all of those people that we just mentioned in segment one. But once the documents are drafted and they're signed, a common misconception is people do put them in a safety deposit box. We don't want them in there, okay? So if something happens to you and you try to access that safety deposit box, it's going to be very difficult to do because you're now incapacitated. So instead of doing that, what we recommend is putting those in a fireproof box with all of those other resources that you have there as far as financial documents are concerned. That way, it's a one-stop shop for your kids. They go in, they take a look at your documents, your will, your power of attorney, and you have some central location to access that information. We do not want it to be difficult for them to get that stuff.
And really, when you think about it, the easier you make it, the better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason for doing these documents. It's to make it easier on your loved ones and on you.
How important passwords and all that stuff?
Yeah. As we move to the digital age, we've even added language as far as blockchain technology and cryptocurrency and passwords and digital assets. That is where we're moving, folks. So we need to make sure that there's ways to access that information and it's in a secure location.
All right. Again, these are the questions that you need answered. This is why we do this show. So call us. Our number is 866-391-1020. Here's Bob. He joins us up first, our first caller of the afternoon for Attorney James Benedict. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, yeah. I'm retired and I just had a grandson born in January. And I was wanting to know, is it better to put a trust in his name or one of those 529 plans?
Oh, thanks, Bob. That's a great question. Okay, so there's kind of two different parts to that question. So 529 plan is obviously an investment strategy for kids that would like to go to college one day, and it grows as the years go on and people contribute over the years. If you're talking about the trust planning, because he's young, it's a good idea if you're looking to give him something, if you passed away, to have what's called a testamentary trust in your will. And that testamentary trust essentially would be a minor's trust. So your grandson, is he a newborn?
He's only 2 months old.
Oh, wonderful. That's awesome. Congratulations. I bet you're tickled pink over that.
Oh, I am. He's my first grandson, and I want to leave him something, you know, to remember me by in case something would happen to me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, the way of doing that, Bob, is to actually set up some testamentary trust language, because obviously he's a little too young to manage that those finances if he gets them. So what we like to do inside of your will is we like to build out a trust that takes effect when you pass away. So if you passed away while he was under the age of 18 or 21, we would then have a trustee manage those funds for him so that it could be for his health, maintenance, and support, and eventually his college education. You can actually do both of those things at the exact same time. You do not just have to do a 529 plan or a trust. You can do both. You can contribute to both.
Oh,
so
is there a limit?
So the 529, there are amounts that you can claim for tax deductible purposes and that stuff. As far as the trust is concerned, that doesn't take effect until you pass away. So you could earmark money in different accounts, depending on what you have, to allot for the event that you passed away before he reaches the age of majority. That's all the type of stuff that we would review up front. And we have tons of people ask that, you know, when they come in, because a lot of people want to provide that lineal wealth, that generational wealth, and they want the opportunities that they didn't have to provide them to their kids or their grandkids. So a testamentary trust is a great way of doing that. A 529 plan for immediate college education is also an awesome way of doing it. We just would want to look at that because there are gifting roles for people that are older folks that might have the need for skilled nursing care in the future. So we would review that holistically with you to see whether or not you would want to contribute right now or contribute later in a certain earmarked account for him if you passed away. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. Great question.
All right, good stuff. You know, isn't that nice? A guy already thinking about that grandson, 2 months old. Boy, that's what you call love.
That's exciting. I'm sure he's loving that little one. And, you know, that's the bottom line. That's why we do what we do. It's to help families like that save for the next generation and make sure that there's not a burden or a hardship on them, but rather something left for them, because that's every middle-class family's dream, is to leave something for the next generation.
So how early is early? I mean, is it really too early to get started with this stuff, no matter, even if you're, say, that young couple that just had that child?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I wasn't exaggerating. I mean, as soon as you turn 18, you should really have these documents in place because you no longer have a decision maker. But there are major life events that come into play where you either need to get these documents in place or you need to have them reviewed. You listed one right there, marriage. That's a perfect opportunity to review these documents. Another one is when someone has a child, and that's what Bob was looking at, his grandbaby. You know, that's a new life that comes into the situation, which changes the plan. So I always tell people major life events, someone gets married, someone passes away, someone gets sick, someone has a kid. Come back, see me, let's review those documents and see if we got to get them up to snuff, because life changes, and so can those documents, so long as you're able to make those decisions for yourself.
Yeah, and you know, time goes by so quickly.
A blink of an eye.
It does. And you know, we were talking about Kennywood earlier today, and it's like yesterday that my children, they were holding my hand, and we were, you know, walking through Kennywood. And now one will be 23, one just turned 26, the other's 34 with three children of his own. So time does not stand still for anyone.
No, and the problem is, as time goes on, people get caught up in the daily lives and they kind of forget these things or put them on the back burner. What I would recommend to people is each year, and one thing that you can do for your kids, whether you get these documents or not, go in to your financial accounts, look at a statement, grab a statement out of there and put it in a central location for your kids. Because if something happens to you, the most stressful thing for those kids is trying to figure out what is there and how do we pay for it. And one of the things that we encourage people to do is centralize that information so that it's easily accessible in the event of a crisis. Because if you do not know where that stuff is, it is very, very taxing on the person who has to make those decisions.
Well, and here's what happens. It happens in all families. You start butting heads. And why didn't you know? Why didn't you know? And I need to know. And we have to. So it just makes it makes everything even worse. You know what I'm saying? You need to be as fluent and seamless with this as possible.
I think that's a great point, Rob. The butting heads point, it can be avoided. And it can be avoided if you make those choices up front. Because then it's not Harry versus Sally. It is just, what did the parent want? What did the sister want? We all face situations in this business where we're dealing with intestate succession. And for those who don't know what intestate succession is, it's when you die without a will, okay? And people get surprised that Pennsylvania has a statute that says how things are supposed to flow. And they don't always want it to flow that way because there's disagreements in families or someone rubs someone the wrong way. So don't leave it up to chance. Don't leave it up to the state. Leave it up to yourself. Make the decision up front. And then you don't have to worry about all the infighting after the fact.
And the other thing, too, is you can always make changes along the way.
Absolutely.
And you want to change power of attorney. You want to change your will. You can make changes, but it's best to have something in place. Don't put either one of them off, and definitely prioritize that power of attorney.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect people's documents to necessarily stay as consistent as everybody else's. Because like you said at the top of this segment, life changes. There are life events that come up. People get added to the picture and people leave the picture. And when that happens, things need to change with the times. So I just recommend everybody get these documents as soon as possible so that they can have everything in place so that their loved ones can be at peace and they can be at peace with themselves.
So don't delay. Get it done right away and get that peace of mind. And if you want peace of mind with a question or two that's been keeping you up, and maybe you're in the midst of trying to settle an estate, we can talk more about estate planning on the other side. We'd love to hear from you. Get this legal advice. It's just a phone call away. Attorney James Benedict will be here until 1 o'clock. So we've got room for you. We actually have some space on the phone lines. Here's the number to dial. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And you can always call their office, and they are in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. But we'd love to talk to you right now. Wills, power of attorney, estate planning, all of it, 866-391-1020.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're going to kind of shift into estate planning now. So if you have any estate planning questions, you know, if you're the one, that executor, and you got to start divvying it up, you need questions answered, you're wondering what's legal and what isn't, call us right now, 866-391-1020. Going to focus on estate planning, or maybe you're planning your estate and you've got some questions for Attorney James Benedict. We'd love to hear from you. And again, if you want to reach them at their offices, 724-942-6200. That number will work for all locations, 724-942-6200. And if you go to ZachBrownLaw.com, you're going to find out about what he's talking about right now. Go ahead.
Hey, we got some great events coming up in April and May. April 30th, we have an event from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, which is a webinar. It's totally free. It's called Navigating Life Transitions, Essential Planning for Peace of Mind. We've got another one May 6th, and this is at Brentwood Public Library. It's Beyond the Will, a two-part guide to estate planning and settlement. May 13th at 11:30 at Brentwood Public Library, we have Beyond the Will, a two-part guide to estate planning and settlement. So that's a two-parter at Brentwood Public Library. And then finally, we've got a May 15th event in Finleyville, the Smart Money Mixer, Estate Planning, Financial, and Investment Strategies. And that's going to be a nice little mix with estate planning and then financial investment, which go hand in hand. So folks, I hope that you go on the website and book some of that availability up.
So let me ask you, before we get to estate planning, say, you know, if you're going to have a few months before things get settled, or there's just a lot to this estate, can you have money set aside specifically to maintain the house, whether it be for the utilities or yard work? Can that actually be separate, set aside somewhere?
Yeah, and a lot of people mix that. So some people will make that a joint account with who the executor is so that they can kind of maintain that. That's kind of a little sound promise they have. Others set aside a specific checking account that goes into the probate estate. And that probate estate account ends up being the primary asset to generate funds to preserve the property while it's listed for sale. Because when someone passes away, you've got a lot to do, right? You've got to clean the house out. You've got to fix any type of repairs that need to be done. You need to list that with a real estate agent or yourself. There are tasks that will need to be done. So you need to have money to maintain the taxes, the utilities, and other expenses that go with the general maintenance of a property.
So here's the other thing, and I just started thinking about this because, you know, I'm still working because I really like what I do. Could have been retired, but I still enjoy what I'm doing. Say if somebody passes and they have a business that they were running, okay, but they want to keep it going until it's figured out, or the heirs, or if there may not even be any heirs, or it becomes an ESOP plan or whatever, can there be money set aside so that business, meaning payroll and utility bills, continue to get paid and taxes get paid?
I think that's an awesome question, which I think we don't talk enough about, is how LLC planning and small business planning interacts with estate planning. The problem is a lot of people look at those things as separate. So they don't necessarily do the succession planning that's needed to make sure that those businesses sustain themselves. Those documents have to talk to one another. Sometimes it involves putting LLCs into a trust so that they don't have to go through probate, and you can preserve those for the next generation if you want kids to take over a family business. I most recently encountered one where farm, okay? You wouldn't think about it, but farms have so much acreage, and usually that's the main family asset. So there are things that you can do to actually preserve that and prevent the amount of inheritance tax that is on a farm. There are exclusions in the law. People forget about those things, and then it can end up in a big hardship, and you could lose the family business. So estate planning and business planning are not separate from one another. They go hand in hand, and you have to see how those documents communicate with one another to make sure that you don't lose that family business.
Listen, nobody likes to talk about dying, that's for sure. But we also have to face reality. We are important, but the world moves on. And things have to be in place. So maybe something you've worked your entire life for, that you have plans for, or employees who have been loyal to you and have been there with you through thick and thin, you want to make sure that their life can go on too.
I think the biggest thing, Rob, is people are worried that doing this type of planning you know, it loses their control over the asset or the business. It doesn't. It actually gives you more control. It gives some, there's a landing place for families. And that's what we're trying to preserve. We're trying to allow families to preserve those assets, whether it's a business, a checking account, an investment account. We're trying to save that for the next generation.
Well, I got an instant access for you. It says, Rob, could you ask Mr. Benedict, if we put our major assets, house, car, camper, in our adult child's name, is that a problem for us if our child is sued while we are still alive?
Yeah, so the twofold there, okay? You got two small issues. Issue number one is that's a gift, okay? So for what I do as far as Medicaid planning is concerned, that violates a rule. And Medicaid has some pretty strict rules for the five-year look-back period. So before you just willy-nilly do that, there is a way to actually create an irrevocable grantor trust and preserve what's called the step-up in basis and get the five-year look-back ticking. We don't want to just give assets away to a child. The second issue is that asset is now your child's. It's not in a trust. Rather, it's in the child's name solely. So it opens it up to any lawsuit that that child may have against them. If they get in an accident or do something they're not supposed to, absolutely. It is then exposed. So there are ways to actually do what you're saying, but not have the type of exposure or the type of rule violation that may jeopardize your care in the future? That is a great question.
All right, let's go to the phones. Getting a little bit busy here, but that's what we like to see. So if you have a question, now's the time to call. It's got about a segment and a half left to go this afternoon with Zachariah Brown. It's all about wills, power of attorneys, estate planning, and more. And here is Steve in the North Hills on KDK. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a question. As a person gets older, such as myself, I want to sell my house, sell all my belongings, and I just want to set myself up in a furnished apartment. The reason I want to do that is because my three kids are extremely busy people with their own families, very local here, close to where I live. But I don't want to burden them with all of that stuff, materialism and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a good idea to do that, to go that route?
So, Steve,
and then, maybe set up a some sort of an estate plan that would just entail money.
Yeah. So, Steve, I always tell people it's not a one size fits all, right? So it's all individual planning. So if that's what your goal is, and that's what we start the meeting off with, is what is your objective? What is your goal? If one of your major goals is to minimize that amount of stress and strain on your family down the road, that is definitely an option. I mean, it doesn't eliminate the need for the power of attorney and the healthcare power of attorney and the last will and testament, because you're still going to have resources. They're just going to be in a different way. You're not going to have the property that needs to be sold. You're going to have an apartment rent that needs to kind of be closed, and then some personal tangible property inside of the apartment that needs to be sold and disposed of. But other than that, most of it's going to be monetary, right? So it is totally up to the individual. If that's something that's your goal, we can make that happen. And that's what we try to do. We try to make sure that your needs are met by what the documents say. So that is... Go ahead.
What do you think about revocable trusts?
Yeah, so revocable and irrevocable trusts have a role. Again, not one size fits all. Not everybody needs a trust. Not everybody needs an irrevocable or revocable grantor trust. But there are certain situations where they're beneficial. One of those being that revocable trusts end up skipping probate. So probate is the process by which a will is administered. So if you had assets outside of beneficiary designations and trust designation, they would have to be admitted through the court system, which is called probate. Okay.
Right.
So revocable trusts are very beneficial. And actually, I'm dual licensed in Pennsylvania and Florida. We do a lot of revocable trusts across jurisdictions, because when you have people in multiple states, then you don't want to have to probate in Florida and probate in Pennsylvania. So the trust is one way that you can avoid that. But there are other ways to avoid probate. You could add beneficiaries or joint owners to your account, and that will do the same type of thing. That's why I'm saying the trusts are beneficial, but they are also case-by-case basis depending on what your objective is.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Steve. Great questions.
All right, anybody else with any calls about elder law, now would be the time to get in the queue because we've got about a segment and a little over half left. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. Biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to estate planning?
One of the most crucial things that I see people is gifting their house for a dollar to their kids.
That still does happen.
It happens all the time. And that's something we talk about at every seminar, every radio show. I feel like it's always asked about. Anytime you gift something to your child, it has repercussions. One for you and two for them. The first thing is it violates the 5-year look back period. So if you need skilled nursing care, you're going to have a penalty period to pay. The second thing is when your child goes to sell that property, yes, you might have avoided inheritance tax. But they're going to have to deal with a far worse tax, which is called capital gains. So you don't want to just transfer a property for a single dollar. Now, don't get me wrong. There are situations, like I said, case-by-case basis, where gifting a half interest or a whole interest to a child makes sense. But you need to make sure it's reviewed before you just do it on your own, because it has significant effect on your estate plan, on your chances of getting Medicaid, and your ability to preserve taxation.
It's amazing, all the moving parts, but it can work by setting up an appointment with Zachariah Brown, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. The great thing about this law firm, they're everywhere. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont. And if you're a snowbird and you're getting ready to come home for the summer and you're maybe listening on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, which is a free app, you can download it on your phone. They do have offices in Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs. So feel free to reach out. They're there for you, ZachBrownLaw.com. And we come back, we'll summarize all the things that we learned about today. But they've got some special events coming up. I'm going to have him talk about those right now. And then we'll go to break and come back and wrap up the hour with Attorney James Benedict. And if you have any questions about wills, power of attorney, estate planning, you're that caregiver, trust, 5-year look back, call us now, get in the queue so we can get you some legal advice before the top of the hour. 866-391-1020. Go ahead, James.
Hey, listen, everyone, there's some wonderful events, like I said, in April and May. We've got April 30th, Navigating Life Transitions, Essential Planning for Peace of Mind. That's a webinar, so you can sit at home and watch that. We've got two events at Brentwood Public Library on May 6th and May 13th. That's Beyond the Will, a two-part guide to estate planning and settlement. Check that out. That's a great introduction to estate planning. And then May 15th is going to be the Smart Money Mixer, Estate Planning, Financial, and Investment Strategies. And that's going to be great for setting up your general estate plan and getting some financial advice.
Listen, it's just a phone call away to get a question answered now or to set up an appointment with them. Our number, all of our lines are open, so you'll get immediate access if you want to get in here before we are done. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, ZachBrownLaw.com. And their number at the office, and this number is good for all locations, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, real quick, caller just called. I want you to repeat some of those dates of the seminars, and then we're going to go to the phones. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. April 30th, we've got Navigating Life Transitions, Essential Planning for Peace of Mind. That's a webinar at home. May 6th and May 13th, they're at Brentwood Public Library. That's Beyond the Will, a two-part guide to estate planning and settlement. And then our last event is at the 1781 Club, and it's the Smart Money Mixer, Estate Planning, Financial, and Investment Strategies. That is May 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. Make sure you go to our website, ZachBrownLaw.com, to reserve your spot.
All right, to the phones, let's say hi to Carol in Butler. Go ahead, Carol, you're on KDKA.
Hi, Carol.
Yes. Yeah, I have an irrevocable trust. Is that better than a revocable trust?
I'm glad you asked. They are definitely different. So the revocable trust, not the irrevocable one, the revocable, is a trust that basically avoids probate, okay? So it's going to allow you to just do trust administration, not necessarily involve the court. The irrevocable grantor trust is an asset protection trust. And that is done in order to preserve your assets and protect them from nursing home exposure and from government intrusion. okay? And the way that it works is you put assets into that trust, such as your house, for example, and it starts the five-year look-back period. So let's say April this year, 2025, you put your property inside of that trust. In 5 years from that date, that whole property is exempt for the Medicaid process. So it protects it not only from the nursing home, but also the government. So if you're asking me which one is better, that's kind of a confusing question because they both can be very good for each purpose. But if you're looking for the Medicaid protection, you've got the best thing you could get with an irrevocable grantor trust. I will tell you this, though, Carol. Mm-hmm. Not every trust is made equal, okay? There are a lot of people out there that say that they have an irrevocable trust that does not comply with the Medicaid rules, okay? There is very specific language that must be put inside of that trust to make sure that you have the protection that you need. So if you didn't have an elder lawyer do that trust, you probably want to have it reviewed because elder law is very different than general estate planning. It's very, very different than litigation. It is specifically tailored to Medicaid preservation. So you just want to make sure that your trust does what you expect it to do.
Right. I do have, it was elder law that took care of mine. I've already got 10 years into my look back. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
I do have.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
I do have my children listed like as beneficiaries. So when I pass, them two, I only have two children, or to get everything divided equally.
Yes, and that is usually how that trust works. So you would have a separate trustee who manages those assets during your life, and upon your passing, they would distribute those assets however you have listed. And for you, it's very simple. They're split. Other people, they could do it different ways. But you sound like you've got what you need. And I'm glad that you're past your 10 years into it. You're way past, which is wonderful. Hopefully you'll never need nursing home care. But if you do, you're not going to have to worry about it because that asset is going to be protected.
Well, I'm pushing 80 years old and my health is pretty good so far. But another question I have to ask you, both of the children are on a disability and they are through Medicaid and Medicare. Does that irrevocable trust, the way I have it set up, does that protect them?
Well, so I'm going to have to ask you a question. This might be something you want to make a consultation about, because if you have kids that have disabilities and they're on a public welfare benefit, they need supplemental trust language, okay? So it's a special needs trust that is inside of the irrevocable grantor trust. And what that does is it helps isolate the monies that they would be receiving upon your passing so that they don't have immediate access to them, which will kick them off of the benefit. Because SSI and Medicaid, for example, have very strict rules. You can't have more than $2,000 in your name. So if you get that asset, it can cause a big issue, and those benefits are very, very valuable to them. So what we do in those situations is we put assets into what are called testamentary supplemental needs trusts, and they're third-party funded trusts. So you can fund them upon your passing, and those monies flow into the trust, and a trustee manages them for their benefit, but not to supplant the benefit, but rather to supplement it.
Now, other question I have, being that I had it done with elder law attorney, she was aware of my both children being on a disability and getting Medicare and Medicaid, so I needed her to protect them. Now, I have my deeds. I have deeds of property.
Yes.
Now, the deeds of property are going to go to my children, but they are solely in my name, and they are in my trust. What do I do there?
Do I hand
it over to the kids now?
So, Carol, that's very interesting to me, and I am going to recommend you probably call and get a consultation, and here's why. Your deed should not be in your name. It should be in the name of the trust. So if that wasn't done and this happened...
No, let me stop you there. Uh-huh. They are in the name of the trust.
Oh, good. Okay. So then you have step one done. So as long as the deeds are in the name of the trust, you're good. But you want to make sure that you have the language inside of that trust that would protect your kids. And without looking at that document, it would be difficult for me to tell you that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
But all great, all really, really nice questions, because they are important. People don't know. The language is very convoluted, right? It's legalese. But what we like to try to do is we like to try to speak in plain language so you know what each clause means, so you're getting the protection that you need.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Great way to end the show. Very informative stuff, especially in the second half hour. Want to remind you, though, the show may be coming to an end and they won't be back for a month, but you can reach them anytime. Even leave your information on the weekends. Do it right now. But a working number they can reach you during the week, your first and last name during business hours. Their number is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. They have offices in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. The final minute is yours.
Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you all. Thanks to the callers. I really appreciate all the wonderful questions. It's so great to be involved in this Pittsburgh community. I just wanted to real quick mention those events one more time. So April 30th, we got Navigating Life Transitions, Essential Planning for Peace of Mind. That's a webinar. We've got the Brentwood Public Library events. That's May 6th and May 13th, Beyond the Will, a two-part guide to estate planning and settlement. And then the final one is Thursday, May 15th, the Smart Money Mixer, Estate Planning, Financial and Investment Strategies. And that's going to be at the 1781 Club. And guys, I can't tell you how important it is to get this information. So if you have a chance, go on to ZachBrownLaw.com and book your spot.
Great job today.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
And tell those young people at Elizabeth Ford to keep it up.
I will. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Very talented young people, and he's a big part of it. All right, stay with us. News next. Michael Barley's coming up later today. You don't want to miss him. And Rob Taylor's got the news at 1 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow morning on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.